Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Boy, do we ever. We got a lot of wrestling, and Raw actually is taking place as we speak. And I think there's some spoilers on the Twitch feed. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. But obviously the big question tonight is going to be the status of Liv Morgan. We will not give Raw spoilers here on the show. But if we get a status update on Liv Morgan, I'm going to give you that, whether it's a spoiler or not. Because she was seemingly, maybe, perhaps injured at a house show this weekend. Sol Ruka did a springboard crossbody and kind of landed on Liv's foot. And the referee did check and held up the fist, indicating that Liv was okay. But she wasn't moving well afterwards. So we're kind of still waiting for an update on her. We'll give you that as soon as we get it. Raw, of course, is we'll give you a lineup, but not spoilers for the show tonight, in case you're one of those people that don't want to know what happened. So we'll give you all of that. And then we have got all of the news, and there's a lot of it, including... God, whatever's going on with Bully Ray, Josh Barnett, and John Moxley. It's preposterous. I don't even know why we're talking about it. It's ridiculous, but we'll talk about it. Slammiversary is one of four shows this weekend. They've made some announcements, and we'll tell you what's coming up on all four of those shows, actually. Maybe not today, but over the course of the next week. Updates on Jim Ross and the Collision and SmackDown shows this past weekend. Perros del Mal is back. We've got some updates on Mike Santana and Saray. Why did I roll my R there? I don't know. And plenty more. So if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom, my main man, Filthy Tom's joining us today. What's up, Tom?
Boy, you are in a chipper.
And a heck of a weekend,
today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why are you so excited?
Because after when did we first team together? It's been 9 years. I think it was 2017.
I don't know. It was right after Kyle Kingsbury almost choked you to death.
So for 9 years, we have been teaming together as a Chop and Roll Express. And for the first time ever.
I don't think that's right.
No, I think it is. 2017.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty depressing when you think about it. But
oh my God.
For the first time in nearly a decade, you and I won a match and it wasn't taken away from us. For the first time, dude. That's actually pretty amazing. And more important than that was who we got to team with for that incredible win this weekend.
Drum roll, please. Dun. You can do it.
Our main man, Chris Adonis, the former Chris Masters, made a surprise appearance. Literally flew in from working in the crash the night before. Flew all the way to Spokane, Washington. Unadvertised. A big surprise. And if I do say so myself, I put together that six-man, and we just beat him. Triple master lock finish. God, it was great.
You know, I have a surgically repaired hip.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't be wrestling.
So I'm old. I shouldn't be wrestling.
Yeah, I would appreciate it if you don't pull me into these sorts of ordeals
anymore.
That's two times in a row that we've shown up at Relentless and this sort of thing has happened. So
yeah, but there's a difference, Tom. The last time I pulled you into it, we got beat up and I got tased. This time I pulled you into it and we won. So maybe, you know?
Chris Masters was the legal participant.
He was, but when...
And he won.
But no, when Chase tapped out, they played my music, even though I wasn't legal. I'm not going to argue it. We won. So I was very excited. I had a great time. Relentless Wrestling, Spokane, everybody should check it out. Relentless PNW on Twitter. I mean, it was fun, wasn't it?
What did I pull you into? Huh?
Dude, you pulled me in all sorts of things, Tom.
Yeah, what did I pull you into around Spokane?
Well, we went on a gondola.
Yeah, we did.
Over the falls. That was, I enjoyed that.
A romantic gondola ride together.
Yeah, it was
over the Spokane Falls.
Fairly romantic. I mean, I paid for everything. And we went and saw the...
It was $14.
Each!
Clown.
Each. The garbage goat.
That's right.
We saw the garbage goat.
Yeah. Mechanical goat that'll... It almost ate Brian's phone.
It did. I didn't realize the suction power of this.
Yeah, I saw
goat.
Him. I saw him at first trying to... He was undoing his belt buckle, and I was like, Brian, no.
Dude, once that goat ate that leaf, it was like, I'm getting away from that thing. Let me tell you. What else did we do? Went to...
The old Rusty Moose.
The Rusty Moose, yeah.
As we promised on this show, although apparently not the best meal that you had.
No, I went to the Maslow's Steakhouse at the actual casino, and that was a 10, I got to say. And I cook a pretty mean steak, and so sometimes I go to these steakhouses, I'm not impressed. This was a good steak, man. Hopefully next time maybe you can come in a day early and we can actually go, because you still haven't gone. All those times we've gone to Northern Quest Casino, you have yet to ever go to Maslow's, except for, I guess we had breakfast, but that didn't count. I mean, this was a steak dinner.
Do they have
man.
Beer?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Tom did drink a fair share of beers this weekend. I had to cut him off before we
no,
left.
No, you didn't. Yeah, shut up.
You were trying to get an extra beer before
I
we
was
left.
Not.
Yeah, you were. You were like, just
I
let me get
not.
One beer. I was like, nope,
get
not happening.
Out of here. That is not true
not
at
happening.
All.
Well, you know, as ridiculous as this weekend was, in a good way, our top story is ridiculous in... just a stupid way on social
well,
media today.
Well, you chose this as the top story, so
well, you sent it to me because you knew how ridiculous it was, and it's just so dumb. So Bully Ray, I guess on Busted Open, was criticizing the Death Riders, saying they do not add anything to AEW. Clearly he didn't watch last year's All In. He was critical of Jon Moxley for, quote, are you ready for this? Are you all ready for this, guys? He was critical of Jon Moxley for, quote, playing out his pro wrestling fantasies. Isn't that what pro wrestling is? What are we doing here? He said Moxley was a fraud and said he could beat the S out of him. No. So then, Josh Barnett said, interesting take here, Bully. Mox can handle himself just fine. Mox is, by the way, a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, so it's not like he doesn't train. He doesn't need me to fight any battles for him. But if you ever have the itch to feel what it'd be like to have your ass kicked so thoroughly to the point of epic humiliation, I can help you with that, Barnett said. I can not only beat the S out of you, but do so in a way as to make your ass-kicking legendary. For you, anytime, just ask. Not sure if there's been a response from Bully Ray. But Produce Wrestling has announced that that I guess they'll host this if Moxley and Barnett and Bully want to do this.
1 week away from the debut show
yeah.
of Produce Wrestling, by the way. You can use the code on my AEW, ProduceFilthy, if you'd like to sign up for $40 off of the pay-per-view package. Only $50 for a multitude of shows featuring the best independent and some signed professional wrestlers on this planet or any other, I think.
The funniest thing about this is Bully Ray, you know, his gimmick is he's a bully. He's a big dude. And he gets called out by Josh Barnett. Because at the end of the day, you know, you've done jiu-jitsu for a long time, Tom. And you always have these dudes and they start and they're like big, heavy dudes. And they just like, you know, they're big and they're heavy and they're strong. And so they kind of just like, I don't need to, you know, I can just be big and heavy and strong. By the end of the day,
I'm going to see red.
At the end of the day, someone bigger and stronger and better always shows up. So don't be a bully, everybody. Not good.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the tail of the tape here between Jon Moxley and Bully Ray, and they stand at the same height. Bully Ray, a 50-pound weight advantage, but the most striking thing to me is the age difference, 40 to Jon Moxley and 54 to Bully Ray. And I mean, we saw Jake Paul and Mike Tyson was one example, and we've seen it across combat sports for all of eternity. You can be undefeated your whole life with skill, determination, heart, but there's one person that is going to get you at the end of the day. And no matter how tough you are, Bully Ray, that person is Father Time. And I think at 54 years old, I don't think
I was on a high from this past weekend, and you have to give that speech about Father Time? God. Thanks, brother. Well, anyway, I don't think that fight's happening. But there's an open invitation. Produce will they'll promote it. Probably gonna get Adam on the show this week. That's my plan. You're there next week, right?
I just said that.
I know.
I believe.
But my job
Monday.
Is to like...
Yes. Well, yeah. I will not be here next Monday.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure about Tuesday. I'd fly back Tuesday morning, but I will be in the booth alongside Walker Stewart. Veda Scott will be handling interview duties and other announce duties as well. So strong team in the booth.
It is a strong team. This coming weekend, we've got four PLEs in 2 days.
Huh?
Yeah. So we'll talk about those when we come back from the break. Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, this weekend. You ready for this?
No, I'm not going to be able to stop watching this thing that's on the WWE Vault right now. Tell us about it. Before this weekend. Oops, all matches, grab bag of full matches. The full match randomizer switch got flipped again. Sabu, Kane, El Hijo, Del Santo, Jason Jordan. Who knows who's going to show up next in this nonstop stream of full matches. On right now is a match with the team of Terry Funk and Bradshaw against Too Much, which was the heel version of Too Cool before they turned babyface.
How about that?
I'm glued to the vault.
All right. This weekend. First off, we got the final 3-hour SmackDown, so we can at least celebrate that. That's good. But then,
can we celebrate it by watching Braun Strowman eat some stuff eventually?
Maybe. Listen, I'll be down to watch that show. We should review it at least once, I think. So we've got that. And then on Saturday morning, we have Night of Champions with Cody Rhodes, Gunther, and Sami Zayn for the WWE title. We got the King of the Ring finals, Obafemi and Jey Uso. Queen of the Ring, presumably Liv and Io Sky. Trick Williams and Ricky Saints for the U.S. title. And Jade Cargill and Tiffany Stratton for the U.S. title, women's U.S. title. And the steel cage match, Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. We can talk more about that when we review SmackDown. Then, on Sunday, June 28th, three shows. We got Great American Bash, Tony D versus Naraku for the NXT title.
Hell yeah.
Lola Vice versus Kendall Gray for the NXT women's title. Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights for the NXT North American title. Ren Sinclair versus the winner of Izzy Dame and Ariana Grace for the speed title. And old Saquon against Dion Lennox. Saquon better win that match or there's going to be a riot in my house. I'll tell you that much. So this is not really a...
I'm sure it'll be a lot of damage done.
Okay, it's not really a spoiler, but the word from Raw is that Liv looked fine, which hopefully is good news. So,
yeah, from the angle that I saw of Sol Ruka doing that springboard onto her leg, it looked like a surefire way to damage someone's ACL, but
it looked to me almost like she mostly landed on her foot. It was hard to see in the footage because, like, even the footage they had online, there was like blurs. I was like, why is this blurry? It's shot on a...
Well, it's in England. They're stuck in old times. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that right? I see.
Yeah,
it was shot on VHS.
You ever eat their food? You ever had fish and chips in England?
Are you kidding me? God! Do you sit and, like, whenever we're together, what? Do you just wait till we're not together and then start writing down, I'll get him with this one tomorrow. I'm going to get him with that one tomorrow.
No.
I almost dropped an F-bomb on you right here. It should be the second time in 7 days. You're an idiot. God!
This was on the
fly. Do I have to tell this story? It was not on the fly.
No, leave the people
alone. Guys, all I wanted when I went to London was to have fish and chips. I live in Seattle, north of Seattle, 20 minutes. I live in the Pacific Northwest. We have fish and chips here, and it's great. All I wanted when I went to London was to get fish and chips. So busy, I had all so much stuff to do. But for Wembley, we were going to do the live Q&A with myself and Dave at like some pub or something like that in the downstairs area. It's like there's like 200 people there downstairs. And we did our Q&A and everything was great. And I was going to go upstairs and, oh man, we got a little time before the show. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to have fish and chips. I was so excited. Fish and chips in a pub in London, England. I swear to God Almighty, and some of you were there and can confirm this. I went upstairs and they go, we're out of fish. We're out of fish. Never got my fish and chips. I have never to this day had fish and chips in London. And you had to bring it up today? God.
What's your beef with me?
Dude, you're going to get it the next time we're relentless. You're going to get it.
You should be pissed at the sports bar and grill Marylebone. Not me.
God. Just wanted it. Now.
Where were we?
This guy goes, he had fish and chips after the Q&A. Did you eat the last batch? Are you? You better be kidding me. Oh, man. I'll be hot. If they ran out of fish and chips because of the people that showed up in the Q&A. Anyway, Slammiversary is also Sunday.
What, did they run out for the people that didn't show up at the Q&A?
Mike Santana will defend against Nick Nemeth. This is the TNA World title. I got a lot of skin showing here, this frickin' shirt. God. Lei Ying Li against Zaya Brookside, Knockouts World title. Brian Myers and Bear Bronson against the Hardys and the Righteous for the TNA tag titles. The Hardys are doing ladder matches again. Or no, they're not.
Do they ever stop?
No, they are. They're in it. Oh, my God. They should have stopped a long time ago. Moose and Eddie Edwards. Ultimate X. Cedric Alexander against Leon Slater. Frankie Kazarian, Red. Casey Navarro, Mr. Elegance, and Fabian Aichner. Oh, Mr. Elegance wins. Mustafa Ali against TBA for the international title. Ricky Souza and Eric Young. Knockouts champions, the Elegance brand against Ali and Rosemary for the tag titles. And AJ Francis versus Elijah. So TNA has claimed that they got a former multi-time singles champion for WWE that is on their way to Slammiversary. They have not mentioned which titles, nor the identity. Which you wouldn't want to reveal the identity of a mystery person because that kind of kills the mystery part of it. But it was also not mentioned if this person is a man or a woman. This talent will be wrestling at Slammiversary. Now, Mustafa Ali doesn't have an opponent. It's TBA. So who could it be? That suggests it's a male, although it doesn't matter in TNA, I guess, because they do intergender all the time. Who could it be that Ali is going to defend that title against? A multi-time champion. First says Ron Killings, but he's one half of the tag champ, so I wouldn't do that.
May have to check those 24/7 title reigns to see who's available.
That is true. There are multi-time.
Maybe somebody who was a cruiserweight champion in the past.
Is it a current WWE talent? Could it be Chris Adonis? I don't think Ali could be that lucky. So then, on Sunday, beyond Slammiversary and Great American Bash, we have Forbidden Door, also on Sunday. So we have the Steel Cage match, MJF, Kevin Knight, Kyle Fletcher, Jake Doyle, Andrade, against Mark Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, Darby Allin, and Takeshita. And if Mark Briscoe's team wins, he gets a championship match against MJF. By the way, they had the betting odds out for Forbidden Door. And it was preposterous.
I know. I got a message actually on X from Eric Trump.
Oh, yeah, really?
Asking me if I knew anything about the AEW Forbidden Door.
Tell him to just go by the odds, brother. The odds for AEW are actually hilarious because, you know, in WWE, you know, there'll be certain things where the odds are kind of long, but a lot of the matches, the odds will be fairly close. These odds for this pay-per-view were, like, preposterous. It's like Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland. I think Will Ospreay was, like, minus 2,500 or something crazy, and they were all, like, these incredibly long odds. I was even surprised, honestly, kind of a little bit by the cage match, but, I mean, it is obvious what's happening there. Mercedes and Maya World in the Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament Finals, which I want to ask you about. Swerve Strickland, Will Ospreay in the Men's Finals. Tekla Starlight Kid for the Women's World Title. John Moxley and Bandido for the Continental Title. Copeland and Cage against the Dogs for the Tag Titles. Kenny Omega, Zack Sabre Jr. Shota Umino against Pac. Young Bucks versus Sky Team and Shingo and Titan. And then Megan Bain and Lana Cross against Thunder Rosa and Olympia for the Women's Tag Team titles in the pre-show. Tom, does My World beat Mercedes and go all the way?
You want a prediction or you want to know what I would do?
What would you do?
Double pin three-way. Dual champions of the Owen Hart.
I ain't going to do that.
Then just run it with Maya World. Let's go.
I think
pull
you should
the trigger.
As well. I agree.
I mean, Mercedes wasn't supposed to be there and win anyways, so what's it matter?
That's the
Mercedes
big thing.
And, to me, Mercedes and Thekla, it's not going to sell 5,000 tickets for the show. Mercedes could be on any match on that show to please her fans if they want her on the card. It doesn't have to be in the title match.
And you know the thing I was really thinking about on top of that is everyone was going...
She could also win the other title.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Everybody was talking about how, oh, you know, it's Wembley. Maya World and Tekla for the title, it's Wembley. I'm going to talk about that after the break. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, listen, everybody. It's time for me to give a speech. Okay? I'm glad that Yeti Pot Pie here made this comment because I want to respond to that with my speech here. He says, "The Maya World story is great, but I've got to agree with Dave. Mercedes is the bigger star, the bigger draw, and the wrestler more people want to see. If you're trying to sell tickets to Wembley, you got to have the biggest stars in the big matches. If it wasn't all in, 100% go with Maya. We'll see, though. She's doing great. Maybe put her in the TBS championship match and win that." Listen, guys, all right? Listen to me, okay? This is no disrespect to anybody, okay? And this isn't even like an AEW thing. It's really kind of the same thing with WWE and really every promotion, okay? Almost nobody is selling tickets to a big show like this, okay? AEW is going to Wembley. And if you're in London, virtually nobody who is an AEW fan is going to wait till the last second to see the entire lineup to decide if they're going to go. If you are an AEW fan who lives in London, okay? If you aren't buying a ticket to see Will Ospreay win the world championship in Wembley, if you are not buying a ticket for that, you are not changing your mind because Mercedes is also on the show, okay? You're just not, all right? Now, what was the original AEW women's title match idea for Wembley? Okay? The original match was Toni Storm challenging Tekla for the title. Okay? Toni Storm is gone. So what was the secondary plan once Toni Storm was gone? The secondary plan was Tekla versus Willow Nightingale, okay? Now, I have nothing against Willow Nightingale. I am a big fan of Willow Nightingale. I was talking, you can go back and listen to Brian Avini's shows. I'm pretty sure it was like the first time I saw Willow Nightingale, I'm trying to remember, I think it might have been even like a Ring of Honor show or something like that. I was like, whoa, this woman has got a lot of charisma. And I'm trying to remember. Someone will remember what they were doing some tournament or something like that. She was in it, and I was like, "Whoa, this is a special person." I have been pushing for Willow Nightingale to like be pushed in AEW long before she ever did. Long before. I'm a big fan of Willow Nightingale. However, Maya World is hot right now. Okay, yes, there was a real life tragedy. Yes, they are using that as part of this story, okay? But the fans are behind her. If you watch the Collision match with Athena, they were super behind her. They really wanted her to win, and when she won, they went crazy, okay? Right now, today, are you going to try to tell me that Tekla versus Willow Nightingale would have been a significantly bigger ticket seller, a significantly bigger draw, a significantly bigger addition to this pay-per-view than Tekla defending the title against Maya World if she wins the Owen? No. There's no way that that Willow match today would have been way higher in the stratosphere than Tekla defending against Maya. I think you need to go with Maya. Doesn't mean Mercedes cannot be on the show. There's a lot of things Mercedes can do on the show. Mercedes was never supposed to be in the tournament. Mercedes was never supposed to be winning the Owen to go to Wembley. But now we're all acting like, oh, if she doesn't win, like, I mean, we got to sell tickets, man. No. You're selling tickets on this show in Wembley with Will Ospreay going for the title, and literally everything else is massively secondary to that. Am I wrong? How many of you are not buying a ticket to Wembley with Ospreay going for the title, but you're like, you know what? If they do that Mercedes-Tekla match, I'll think about it. Nobody, okay? And that's nothing against either of them. That's nothing against either of them. I'm just telling you the way that it works. You guys realize that virtually every single ticket for WrestleMania is sold before you know who is even on what day. Like, you're buying the show. Maybe you're buying the big main event. You're not buying the whole card. The whole card is cool if you're a sicko. It's great to be able to say, man, top to bottom, that was an awesome show. That's not why you're buying the show. Let's talk about SmackDown.
All right. SmackDown opened with the world title match between Gunther and Cody Rhodes, refereed by Sami Zayn. Total chicanery from start to finish. Sami gets in the middle of Cody as he was pummeling Gunther in the corner. This allowed Gunther to cheap shot Cody. Cody fights back. He hits a crossroads, but Gunther's foot is under the ropes. Sami refused to make the count, as he should. Cody starts shoving him. They get into a shoving contest. Sami shoves Cody. Gunther locks on the sleeper from behind. Cody fights to the ropes. He gets a rope break, but Gunther refuses to break the hold. So Sami grabs him by the nose, pulls him back into the center of the ring. They get into an argument. Gunther puts his hands on Sami, so Sami slaps him. Gunther slaps him and then power bombs him. So Sami is, for all intents and purposes, out of the match. Cody then hits a super Cody cutter. A new ref runs down. Gunther kicks out. He gives Cody a power bomb. Sami pulls the new ref on the two count. Then Cody does a sunset flip from the apron to the inside. And Gunther's holding the ropes. This is like an old school 1980s spot. Sami runs in. The referee kicks the wrestler's hands away to break the ropes. And then it gives a fast three count. One, two, three. And Gunther is pinned. I got a question about that spot. The original spot.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the guy...
I have so many questions, but go
break
ahead.
Break the attempt on the sunset flip.
Why doesn't the guy...
Like, yeah.
Why does the referee kick the hands?
Yeah.
Because... I don't know.
Like, shouldn't he break both men?
The spot is supposed to be, you go for a sunset flip, and the guy grabs the hands of someone outside. Then you can kick the hands.
No, I've seen
somebody
this before.
Else, they do this before, do this, too. But it doesn't make sense because it's not illegal to hold the ropes and not go down. You're supposed to not hold the ropes for leverage to beat somebody. You can hold the ropes to, like, right?
Well, it's like, you should get a warning at least. This would be like if you grab the cage. And you know what? I have seen an MMA.
Actually, hold on a second, Tom.
In MMA, I have seen the ref walk over and
yes,
whack
you're
away
not,
the hand.
You're not supposed to grab. But hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. If I put you in an arm bar,
yeah.
There's no way you can get out. Your only option is to get the ropes. I have to let go.
Yes.
Okay. If I put you in an arm bar and you grab the ropes, the ref's not going to kick your hand off.
No.
If you go for a sunset flip on me and grab the ropes, the ref should break the hold.
That's my point.
Not kick the hands. The spot's dumb. This whole thing was dumb. Like, I know what they were trying to do, but they made Gunther look like an absolute moron. They made, I just hated this. I talked about it too much last night. I didn't like it. I thought the wrestling was good. I thought they tried to tell a story based on Sami. But I thought in order to tell the story, they made Gunther look stupid. Gunther ends up getting pinned. And that's a fast count or whatever.
Yeah, okay, and then...
Payoff for all those guys you retired and beating John Cena?
Well, we got to get through this. Because they all mad dash to the back, argue with Aldis. Cody walks to the ring, demands a restart. Aldis sends a ref down. Gunther charges. They go back and forth with sleeper attempts. Cody backs Gunther in the corner. Sami Zayn runs in. Haluva kick to Gunther. Match is over. Drops the ref, grabs world title, lays out Cody. And later on, Cody demanded... Oh, okay, go ahead, because I know what you want to say. So go for it.
Stupid. Sami fast counted in the first match. He ran in for the DQ in the second match. He ruined two matches All this is infuriated, and Cody goes, I want the guy in the match at the pay-per-view. And I was like, all right, well, you want it.
Well, I will say, it's consistent because Sammy, and it's the same storyline on Raw they do with Adam Pearce and Roman Reigns. The storyline is that Aldis caters to Cody, and that is been one of Sammy and Gunther's big complaints, is that Aldis continues to cater to him, and quite frankly, he does.
I know, and like, so, he was always the unbiased, you know, down
no
the middle.
Longer.
Golly.
So, Fatu and Solo threatened each other. Blake Monroe.
Still on the way.
She's with Veer.
Yeah. She's with a lot of people right now, actually.
She's living a life of celibacy in the mountains with Veer. You know that's what he's doing?
Is that what he's doing?
He's a monk or something.
He has to go to the mountains to live a life of celibacy?
Well, I don't think he could do it in the U.S. I couldn't. Damian Priest and R-Truth defeated Tama Tonga with a roll-up. So Solo Sikoa was told not to come to ringside, but he did anyways, and it led to R-Truth rolling up.
I mean, Veer always was really hangry. Couldn't help but notice.
Hangry?
Angry.
Angry. I'd be pissed, too.
Hey, we're on the radio here, Nixie.
I said pissed.
Calm down. If you were fixing to drop an F-bomb there.
If Disney did a movie about me and I was the first Indian Major League Baseball player in history and then I never got to come, you know? That's what happened. He was coming for months. There was a number one contenders match between Ricky Saints and honorary New England Patriot Carmelo Hayes for the U.S. number one contender title. The winner gets a shot at Trick Williams at the pay-per-view. There was an exposed buckle that they used repeatedly. This
again?
Is a match. What, the buckle?
Sick of this buckle.
Hayes fought back after he got racked on the buckle, but Saints pushed him off with his legs and the back of Hayes' head hit the buckle, the exposed buckle. And the new number one contender to Trick Williams' U.S. title is Ricky Saints. There's something preposterous going on with Danhausen, The Miz, and Kit Wilson, and also the Garzas as well now, although maybe they have just been saved by Perros del Mal and AAA. Jey Uso yeeted his way through the Kansas City crowd, face off with Javon Evans in the King of the Ring semifinals.
Great match.
Yeah, Evans selling the midsection damage done by Bron Breakker with a spear on Monday's Raw. Uso gave him, like, the biggest pop-up Samoan you've ever seen in your life. Javon sold it like death. Main event, Jay worked over the midsection. And towards the end, Javon hit a Spanish fly. They traded strikes. Jay avoided a cutter, hit a super kick, a spear. Javon kicked out. Jay charged at him. Javon hit a super kick, the red dot. Jay pushed him off the top ropes when he went for the OG cutter. Hit another spear, the Uso splash. Got the win, and the unk, as Javon made the mistake of calling him, Jey Uso, main event Jay, moves on to the finals.
I howled when he called him unk.
Oh, I'd be
pissed.
And
then Jey Uso's response was, I'll be your daddy. Like, all right, I guess, you know. You showed him.
The main event, Liv Morgan versus Charlotte Flair, the semifinals. Charlotte got attacked by the non-baddie takeover before the match and had her knee injured. She pleaded with the officials to continue. They let her. Liv worked over her knee throughout the match. Joe Tess said Charlotte has the most main events of any woman in WWE history at 25.
Wow.
Which I was
That's
actually,
a lot.
I would have thought more, honestly. I guess that probably doesn't include tags or whatever. Charlotte fought on through the pain of
sure,
the
injury.
Sure,
they're not talking about like pay-per-view main events. I guess they
he
wouldn't
just
be.
Said main events.
Yeah,
I guess it wouldn't. Charlotte hit a natural selection off the second, couldn't get the win. Liv did a long single leg crab. Charlotte got to the ropes. They tried to stop the match again. Alexis pleading with her to save herself, but Charlotte fights on. Next, Liv gets in the ring, gets hit with the Oblivion, but Charlotte kicked out. Liv, however, locked on the Canadian Maple Leaf once again in homage to Lance Storm, trying to claim multiple titles, much like he did in late WCW, and she got the win.
Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
Thank you. With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Raw tonight, everybody. There's a lot happening.
No, what do you mean? It's on right now.
I'm talking for the people that don't want spoilers because they're not watching it.
You can just watch it when the show's done. You can watch it in 3 minutes when we're
no
done.
No one's doing that. They're going to watch it tonight at the normal time.
I'm going to watch it in 3 minutes when we're done.
All right. Well, you're going to be back on
Wednesday? You're calling me a nobody?
Going to be back on Wednesday? You're not a nobody after this weekend, Tom. That could change. But you're all right with me right now.
Oh, thanks.
Glad. Happy Father's Day, brother.
Yeah, hey, I was just going to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there who celebrate and to all the fathers who are no longer with us.
Yep, Happy Father's Day to everybody. Whether you're a father to humans or little furry friends, as we discovered this weekend.
No, I don't give a damn about them. This is, it's not National Pet Parents Day. Come on.
Wow.
That's horse crap.
Jeez.
It is. So let's be real. Come on.
All right. You can take that up with him. I wish him the best. But hey, we're out of time, everybody. Tonight I'll be back with Dave. I was up with him last night as well. We'll talk about Raw and all of the news. Tomorrow it will be Lance Storm joining us. Filthy will be back on Wednesday. And then we got to figure it out from there. We run a very loose ship here. You know they say loose lips sink ships? Well, lose ships, sink lips. Say that 5 times fast. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.